Hello, my name is Ellie Muscarello, and I am interviewing my father, Wayne Muscarello, about the topic of school shootings. So my first question, can you provide some background on your experience and expertise in the area of research, documentation, and writing?
Yeah, so my background is I did my undergraduate work at Northwestern University in Chicago. I did my graduate work at Harvard University in Cambridge. I've been an IT project manager and an IT auditor for the last 30 years, so my background in writing is mostly centered around factual reporting. I branched into that, into more of a research writing, by working on a project called the Foreman Project, which is a large five-volume, 8,000-page set of information about Foreman High School, the high school I went to in Chicago. That covers the years that it was from the time it was built in 1928 to 1976 when I graduated high school. I also spent, as an offshoot on that, spent time developing another book that's five volumes and is about 1,000 pages called School Shootings, starting from 1776 through 2022. And that book is a research book. It's not for sale. It's a book that it's going to be available on the internet for anybody who's doing research on school shootings. It has information about each school shooting, why the school shooting took place, and the statistics around it. Who was the shooter? Who were the victims? Why did they perform the school shooting? And all those kind of statistics.
So, could you go into some more details on the content of the school shootings book?
Yeah, so it's basically, the school shooting books is five volumes. It's five volumes because the number of school shootings from 1764 to 2022 is almost 800 in total. There's so many shootings that I had to break it down by about 200 shootings per volume to keep it manageable inside the book. And in the book, it provides the information about the shooting. It provides the newspaper clipping, the articles from the newspaper at that time. So you can see that the actual shooting was documented factually in a newspaper. And I also went and found all the information about the grave sites of the victims who were killed and placed that in there, as well as pictures of the victims, the shooters, and the school, the pictures of the school and the locations where these shootings actually took place.
So what future projects or ideas are you thinking about developing?
So I'm going to be doing some work on a screenplay. I have some friends who are professional writers. They write for Hallmark. They've written several books, which are available on Amazon. And they also produce several movies, mostly for the Hallmark Channel. So they're located in North Carolina. I went to high school with my friend Brian, who married Vicky, who is a well-known fictional writer, and I'm going to be working with them on a screenplay. So we're right in the early discussion period of that project.
So my next question is, what is the age range of the school shooters?
So that is quite a difference in age that I've seen. I've finished about 300 out of the 800 that I've got captured, and it varies. We've had anywhere from a five-year-old kid who accidentally brings a gun to school and shoots a kid, or he brings a gun to school and accidentally shoots a kid while they're playing with it, to the oldest one I've seen so far is a man in his mid-50s came in and shot his old teacher and his assistant principal. He just had a mental illness. It's varied. The older one from the 1700s and the 1800s were mostly around adult men who shot the teachers, who were a love interest. They were either girlfriends, wives, or people that spurned their advances. As we got towards the 19th century, and especially in the 20th century, it became more about kids shooting each other for various reasons. And mostly those were under 21. And now we see from the 21st century, a lot of it is young kids. It could be gang-related. They're under 21, random shootings, targeted shootings, and mental illness issues, strangers walking into a school just to shoot people to get notoriety. That we're seeing that there, as the time goes forward, there's more shootings in the late 20th century and early 21st century than there were in the early 20th century and the 19th century.
Okay, and then my last question is, do the school shooters target any certain students?
Yeah, a good portion of them are targeted. Even from the early 18th century, a lot of those were targeted. As we started going into the 19th century, they were still very targeted because a lot of kids didn't have access to guns. They did have access to guns, but not like they do today, where they have multiple guns available just sitting around the house. And as we came into the 20th century, gangs and fighting and bullying have caused a lot of the issues where kids would come in with a gun to because somebody bullied them. And some of them are just basically in this everything goes society we live in now. In the land, the 21st century, we've seen kids in the late 20th and early 21st century where they're just shooting people just to get notoriety, and this is boys and girls. There's far less girls who are active shooters, but there are girls and women who have actually committed these crimes as well, but the vast majority of them are male. And in the 20th and 21st century, it seems to be anywhere in the teenage to early 20s are the bulk of the shooters.
Thank you.